Now, the Green Bay Packers are enjoying some downtime after beating the Chicago Bears last Sunday to secure a number one seed going into the NFL playoffs. They finished the regular season with a 13-3 record as quarterback Aaron Rodgers had one of his best years out of many good years, making him the top contender for the league's MVP award. The team announced this week that when the Packers take the field again, 6,000 fans will be able to watch the game at Lambeau Field, the first time most fans will be allowed in what's been a season unlike any other. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the Packers' chances now in the playoff field? Is this a Super Bowl year? What has stuck out to you about the team's play this year? Do you miss seeing fans at Lambeau? If you have been a season ticket holder yourself, what's this year been like watching from home? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Ryan Wood is a Packers beat reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. How's it going?
Pretty good. Now, there's something you touched on Twitter pretty recently, Ryan. It's been a year of a lot of serious news. It's been a week of a lot of serious news. Can you talk about the value of sports as something that gives us a break from time to time?
Yeah, you know, I just happened to see on Wednesday afternoon a tweet from a follower about how can we be talking about Packers during a time like this? And I think it's a very fair question. You know, the Packers coordinators, all three of them, talked during the right as the unrest was happening in Washington, D.C., and it was a really weird dichotomy because on my Zoom screen, I'm talking with Nathaniel Hackett and Mike Pettine, and then on my TV, on mute, I have what's going on in Washington, D.C. So it's not something where I can just speak for myself. It's not something where I unplug and I'm not aware of what's going on in the world. But at the same time, the very function of sports is to provide that release. It's the design of sports to be able to have that great escape and for a few hours, just be able to unplug and to let your mind go somewhere else. And I think that it's never been more important than it's been recently. And, you know, that's kind of what I said to this follower was, you know, I hear you, believe me, I hear you. It's tough, but it's also nice to have.
Well, I have used the Packers in that way this year. I'll be honest, but let's get to the team now. Before we get into the details, I watch the Packers pretty close. Some sports like basketball, I kind of follow loosely, but then tune in more during playoff time. So if we've got listeners out there who are in that boat, they see the Packers are going into a playoff run, give us the Cliff's Note version of the season they just missed.
Well, it's kind of odd because on one hand, they're 13-3, identical to last year, same exact record. And yet this is a different team. And I think you just got another reminder of that today. Last year, 13-3 in 2019, this is a team that had two players voted to the Pro Bowl and only one all-pro selection. That was a second-team selection for David Bakhtiari. This year, so you're talking last year, very minimal individual recognition. They kind of took the league by surprise. This year, they're tied for the league lead with the Seattle Seahawks, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Baltimore Ravens with seven Pro Bowlers. And then today, with the Associated Press all-pro list that came out, they were tied with the Indianapolis Colts for the most with four first-team selections and also had a pair of second-team selections. So you're talking about same record, but a very different reality for this team that is having individual accolades and recognition just pour in late in this season. And it's just an example of this is a better team. There's no question about it. It's an MVP-caliber quarterback, something they didn't have last year. Aaron Rodgers was a Pro Bowler last year, not an MVP. Davante Adams having one of the single greatest, if not the single greatest, receiving season in Packers history. So between the two of them, they've really generated what might be the best offense overall in the league. And then defensively, for all the flack that side of the ball has gotten, they're a top 10 defense. They're ninth in the league in yards. They're 11th, just outside the top 10 in rushing defense. Look at their last two games. Their last two games against Derrick Henry held him to 98 yards, and then David Montgomery held him to 69 yards when he came in averaging 105 yards on the ground the previous four games. The last time the Packers had a top 10 defense in yards was 2010. You might remember that year the Packers won the Super Bowl. It was the last time that they were world champions. So they've got both sides of the ball clicking at a very high level. Obviously, the offense has been pretty much off the charts, but that defense, they're carrying a defense into the playoffs as well.
I want to give a listen to one of the calls on one of many Aaron Rodgers' touchdown passes this season, this one against the Bears on Sunday.
Bears coming with the blitz. Rodgers sees it, floats it down the middle. It is caught. Valdes-Scantling going to go all the way. Touchdown, Green Bay. 72 yards.
I mean, this is just a genius year for Aaron Rodgers. Can you talk about this season he's just put together?
Well, genius is a really good word for it because, yes, he's got the arm, and you've seen his legs have been pretty spry as well for a guy that's 37 years old now. So he's got the physical athletic ability. But that mind, that mental side of the game, my goodness, it's been really impressive. And that's a great example. The play you just ran is a great example of the mind because that was not how the play was supposed to go. Aaron Rodgers changed the play at the line of scrimmage. Why did he do that? He saw that the Bears were disorganized getting lined up before the snap and that they left a linebacker on Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That's a linebacker on 4-3 speed. You don't do that and get away with it with Aaron Rodgers. So he had MVS go deep, and he had, you know, as a third down play, he had on the left side of the play, he had Davante Adams wide open for a first down. He didn't need to go deep, but he knew that MVS was going to beat his matchup. He's going to beat the linebacker. He did. He put the ball perfectly. MVS caught it, and it's a 72-yard touchdown. There's been so many times this season where Aaron Rodgers' mind has gotten his team into a better play to the point that after the game in Chicago, Matt LaFleur said he's learned to just trust the quarterback because that's what he does. And I think that mental side of the game has maybe been the most impressive aspect so far this season.
And just speaking of the mind in the game, you just mentioned Davante Adams, and it seems like there's a receiver who has the same, I guess, intellectual grasp on the game, apart from his physical talents, that makes him a good match for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you're right. And he's, you know, I asked Nathaniel Hackett on Wednesday, what is it in his mind that makes Davante Adams so elite? And I think a lot of times when you talk about Davante Adams, you talk about the crisp, pristine route running. He's so precise with his routes. His release off the line of scrimmage is just second to none. Cornerbacks, they try to press him, but they can't jam him at the line of scrimmage. He's just got too much burst and kind of an innate ability to time when to turn that acceleration on to get past the DB. But what Nathaniel Hackett said that really impresses him is his flexibility. The fact that you can literally, you watch Davante Adams this season, he lines up everywhere. It's not a guy that just stays in one spot and he's always the wide right wide receiver. He's wide right, slot left, wide left. He's in trips. He's flexed on both sides. It's all over the place. And those are all different positions on a football field. I mean, it's all called receiver, but where you line up changes the position as a receiver. And the fact that he's able to play any of them, he's kind of like the queen on a chessboard. You can move him any which way and do whatever you want with him. And by doing that, you really dictate the matchup. So it's not just a really athletic, superb elite receiver. It's a guy who knows every position on the field and is able to be moved and used in any which way because of it.
We're talking to Ryan Wood, Packers beat reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette, looking back at a special year for the team and ahead at the playoffs. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What has stuck out to you this year about the Packers? What do you think about their chances as they go into the playoffs, starting with a bye week? Is this the year they win another Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? And what do you want to know about playoff matchups? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with Ryan Wood, Packers beat reporter at the Green Bay Press Gazette, looking back at the team's season ahead now to the playoffs. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, your hopes for the playoffs. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's go to your calls now. Tom is with us in Burlington. Tom, hi.
To your point about Aaron Rodgers, I think he has terrific peripheral vision. I think that's part of his great ability. But what I wanted to talk about was this thing of the Ice Bowl fantasy that they have, that we can go out there and have no clothes on and beat Mother Nature. in 2010, I called up Pepper Burris. I got so mad. I was watching them. I think they were playing the New England. And I said, Pepper, why don't you put some clothes on those guys? And he described that Donald Driver in that game had gotten seizures. He got cramps in his legs or something very early in the game, and he was really ineffective. And Pepper described to me, he said, well, Donald doesn't think he can catch the ball unless he has bare arms. So I just wish they would get over this fantasy of not dressing up. You have to, because if you're cold, you get dehydrated, and your body sends the blood to places where it's cold, and you become really ineffective.
I gotcha, Tom. Dealing with the cold, now that is a big part of the home field advantage potentially in January, Ryan. Talk about the cold factor at Lambeau, because they'll all be home games until the Super Bowl if they make it that far.
Hey, I hear you. It's no question about it. It's cold. It's cold out there. I think it does help when you live in it, as opposed to the New Orleans Saints if they come up here, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if they come up here. Not just practicing it and playing in it, but living in it is a big benefit because your body acclimates. Before coming up here to Green Bay, Wisconsin to cover the Packers, I moved here from South Carolina. It was a major, major physical reacclimation process to come up to the cold. But you know what? A couple years in, suddenly 20 degrees isn't that cold anymore. And so I can tell you, as far as the football player's perspective, certainly for the linemen, I think there's a macho type of tough guy aspect to this. But it is, for the skilled players, it is very much a football thing that they don't want anything between their arms and the ball. Running backs, they feel like it's easier for them to fumble, easier to have those defensive players strip the ball out and force fumbles if they've got an extra layer between their arms and the ball. Receivers, you mentioned Donald Driver, every receiver feels that way. They wear the gloves because it helps with the grip, but once they tuck that thing, they want it to be nice and firm and not have that extra layer. It's the same reason why you won't see quarterbacks wearing gloves on their throwing hand. Because they want to feel the football, so they're and defensive backs the same way. I mean, if they've got a chance for an interception, they don't want that to slip through their sleeves. They want to make sure it's the arm. So you know the team functions at a very high level when it comes to nutrition. There's a lot of things they do to keep these guys hydrated. And you're right, they've got to keep them hydrated for that cold, because if they don't, it's going to be a problem. But that's something it's never going to change. Players are always going to feel that way. And you're always going to see these guys go out there, and almost all of them are going to be sleeveless.
Thanks for that call, Tom. We'll go to Vivian in Green Bay now. Vivian, hi.
Two comments very quickly. The Vikings, Fran Tarkenton, was also said to have great peripheral vision, and I believe that's a talent, a skill that you can enhance. But I really wanted to mention Devontae Adams. I love watching him go in for a dive catch. Because it seems to me he's always going in like a stuntman. He'll go in on his shoulder. He avoids going in on a chest. He rotates his body like a cat, which means he comes down on his back or his butt instead of on his knees, which is like another foot that the ball is advanced. So, yeah, I love to watch the run catches, but I sure do like when Adams dives.
Just yeah, another his, part of his game, Ryan.
His body contortions are something. It's just another testament to his athletic ability. The way that he's able to, he's got what you call quick twitch, and that's basically he's got an acceleration where he's able to move his body quicker than any of us. It's not just a straight line speed thing. Let's not forget that Devontae Adams only ran 4.56 at the combine. He said that he'd be a lot faster than that today. He'd be a 4.4 guy today, and if you watch him play. It's hard to disagree with him, but more than straight line speed, he's got acceleration. He's got burst where he's able to just move his body so quickly. As far as the peripheral vision thing with Aaron Rodgers, maybe the most impressive play that he's had this season, for me at least, was his 400th touchdown, which against the Philadelphia Eagles, his 400th career touchdown. If you look at the play, all he did on the play physically, all he did was just he threw the ball to Devontae Adams. In the left flat, a quick pass, simple throw.
it looked like he did almost nothing on the play. Davante Adams took it from the 9-yard line into the touchdown, beat Darius Slay, the quarterback for the Eagles, to the goal line. And it looked like he did nothing on the play until you realize that that wasn't at all what the play was supposed to be. The play was supposed to be a jet reverse to Alan Lazard to the right side of the field. Why didn't they run that? Because in nanoseconds, right before the snap, Aaron Rodgers saw two things. He saw from the right side of the field, his right peripheral, he saw Brandon Graham, the Eagles' defensive lineman, line up in what's called a nine technique, which means he's very wide on the line of scrimmage. That type of alignment takes away the jet sweep to that side because it's a horizontal run that's meant to go wide. So that Aaron Rodgers knew that play wasn't going to happen. On the left side, simultaneously, he saw Darius Slay, who was in press coverage right in Davante Adams' face, back up 5 yards into off coverage as Alan Lazard started his motion. So he's seeing two things on opposite sides of the field at the same time, and he's able to mentally process, okay, this play's not going to work. Let's throw it to the opposite side where Davante Adams has some space and let him make a play. I'll never understand how he's able to see two things so far apart from the right and the left. So you're right. The peripheral vision is certainly a strength of his as well.
Just a few moments left, Ryan. I want to ask you the scariest possible matchup next weekend, not this current weekend. Mine, Tampa Bay, after what happened in the regular season. Very briefly, yours.
Yeah, it's got to be Tampa Bay, I think. And not just because of what happened in the regular season, but even now. And we talk about what's the advantage that the Packers have. It's that cold, right? Well, Tom Brady, I know it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and it's warm down there, but Tom Brady has played his entire life in the cold. There's no question Tom Brady can play in the cold. And then defense travels in the cold. And that Bucs defensive front gave the Packers offensive line fits in the regular season. It's a very, very good, one of the best, if not the best, defensive front in football. And it's one of the few times the Packers offensive line has actually struggled against the defensive front this entire year. So I think from in terms of balance on the offensive side, with Tom Brady and Gronk and Mike Evans and all those skill players around him in the defense. You look at the Los Angeles Rams, they've got a great defense.
We'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Ryan Wood, Packers beat reporter at the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Join us for a look at the Packers season as they head into the playoffs.